So that might be something that's recorded with your title company.
You had to, well, I'm not 100%, it's been like 19 years, like I said, that you had to be on one of those acre lots to have easement to that directly. Does that make sense?
I'm just curious if he have anything that says that it's not for more than one residence in a lot?
It's not a commercial, I mean, I might be speaking out of hand here, but I don't think it's for commercial use, you know, I mean, for an Airbnb, for a motel room, you know.
Can we also interject?
You get to, as soon as I can get you.
Thank you, because they're trying to claim this easement. The easement is for four properties.
Let me finish one part.
Okay.
And then I'll get back to, okay. So, do you have this script up, Molly? So at any time, is there anyone neutral or have any agency testimony? At this time, I invite the applicant to present rebuttal.
Okay, well, I'm gonna come back up here and speak to the council. The easement, and I'm also not a realtor, but that easement goes to four properties. There's no way that is a single use easement. It goes to four properties. There's no other way to get to either their home or their home without going down that easement. There's a new home going up, and there'll be another one going up. So there's going to be at
Which
least
won't
four.
Be there.
Houses.
I only got one.
Excuse me, it is my turn. It has four homes, and all of their family and whoever else is going to be driving down that easement. So for one person out of the four properties that are trying to claim that that is their particular driveway, their driveway only begins at their residence. The rest of that is an easement, because anyone who blocked that, unless I'm incorrect.
I can speak to that, actually. So as far as the applicable criteria, the use of the easement or the legal language of the easement is not a land use criterion, so that's an inapplicable. If there are legal issues as far as the use of that easement, that would have to be litigated in a court or a civil procedure rather than a land use procedure. So I would just recommend that we just not have that like as part of our decision-making process.
Okay. I personally go to my mother's house, of course, fairly often. The last time I was there, as I was driving down, I noticed one of these gentlemen, and it looked like he was writing down my license plate number. And I don't know if he was or not, but I found that a bit of an invasion of privacy. If he was doing that, I'm allowed to visit my mother anytime I want to. We have a lot of family, and so I don't see how they would know the difference between me coming to visit, my son coming to visit, the other grandkids coming to visit. There's a lot of grandchildren. And a guest, to be quite honest. And so unless they're taking license plates down of all the guests that are coming down the driveway, I would fail to know how they would be able to differentiate between when I came, when one of my sons came, or if a guest came down the road. There only could ever be, at the very maximum, six guests. It's not a motel room, it's a home. It is a single family home. And that is how Airbnbs operate. That is within their jurisdiction. They operate within a single family home. You don't have it's not a rental property where you're renting it out, the whole home, to someone, which actually is also perfectly legal for them to do if they chose to rent out the entire home. It is their property. We were told that in order to have this be legal, because as far as Airbnb is concerned, and as far as all the other Airbnbs in the county and in the city, they haven't necessarily had to go through this process, which is quite unfair. We have to go through this process to operate an Airbnb, and you have other places all over the county that are operating Airbnbs without this permittal process. So we are here to do it completely legally. We have set up and we agree to all the conditions that you have given. Their concerns, frankly, a few of them are a little bit absurd. They don't want people walking in front of their house. Well, that's life. You don't get to choose who walks in front of your house. If we will have very strict rules about where exactly, so nobody is walking down in front of anybody else's homes. They would only really be on the property, and then they would be gone. It is a single-family home. There's no way to argue that it isn't a single-family home. Putting a doorway inside of a house does not make it not a single-family home. There's no way that changes it from a single-family home into not a single-family home by having doorways.
But you're having it locked off from the other part of the home where they're actually...
Yes.
There would be locks on those doors, but there's still going to be interior doors.
So it's like a bathroom door.
Right now, it's a passageway going down to these
bedrooms.
Just a hallway. But my husband is going to be building a doorway so that it can be locked. So when they come in the back way and up the deck, up the stairs and onto the deck to come in, they'll be coming around the other side of the house, which is opposite to these properties of these people that are sitting behind me here. It's on the other side. And we're on acre lots, so we're a lot of distance between house to house on these big acre lots. There's a lot of space in between. So these people will be parking down by my garage now, going around the back, coming upstairs and coming up onto my deck, but that has an incredible view of the river. And they'll be coming into those two bedrooms, and it will be separated from the rest of the house where my husband and I will live. And we will be there when the people are in the house. And so there will be very strict rules as to what they can and can't do, where they can and can't go. And I've been doing Airbnbs now for 6 years, and I only choose people that have 5-star ratings, number one. And Airbnb take all the details down of who's coming. They have their credit card, they have their name and address, they have their telephone number. And if anything happens on your property, Airbnb are there with insurance and everything to take care of it. Any hassles, any things that go wrong, they're on the phone and they're taking care of any issues. And so that's why I like working with them. They are wonderful, and they will make sure that there's not issues going on with any neighbors. I will make sure there's no issues going on with anybody staying in my house that are where they shouldn't be. If they don't stay right where they're supposed to be, I will ask them to leave.
How many people do you normally rent out to over a year's time? How often do you rent it, I guess?
We've never rented this property. They've had other Airbnbs.
Just the AUD. ADU. I was renting out initially. Most of the time it was one person or a couple that would come. They were just rented out. A lot of them were workers, Amazon workers. When I first started doing it back in April, I had worker after worker that were electricians. They were workers on the Amazon, and they are up from California or they've come from back east, and they are desperate for a place to stay. And one person complained to me. She said, "Oh, this is so wonderful to be able to be here, even if it's for a week." She says, "I've been in the Motel 6 in Hermiston, and there's druggies and drugs going on around me the whole time. I can't get any sleep." She said, "Just to have 1 week here and this peace and quiet with you, it's just been wonderful." And I've had 5 stars on every one of my people that have come through. So, you know, they're all wonderful people. They come from all over and they're just trying to survive. And then I have some travelers that are coming through. But anyway, I've shut that down now, but it was perfect out there. It's a perfect little unit for having an Airbnb. But now I've been forced to think about my home as an Airbnb because they don't allow the ADUs here yet. And this is a financial decision for myself and my husband. I'm still working at 70, almost 75 years old, and I'd like to be able to give up my job and be able to do this instead in my home. So that's another reason why we're considering doing this. We have a beautiful location. We really do. And people that come, they just love it. They just say, "Wow, what a beautiful spot you have."
How many days, though, a year do you rent out?
Well,
are you almost always had somebody in
when,
there?
When I opened it up in April, it was flat out. It was exhausting me. People were just booking it constantly. I had to start backing everybody off and start saying, "I can't work this hard with my other job and everything like that." There's a huge need in this area for this kind of housing. Huge need.
not only for travelers, but for workers, and the ADUs in particular.
For one thing, on a driver's license thing, we know her family. We've been there since before they built that house. Why would we even think of writing our driver's
license?
We're
not writing down your
that
license
was pretty
place
rude.
Number.
And that's
okay. Stop.
It's kind of offending me that she's
stop.
Okay.
This isn't the place for that.
It's not at all.
Julie knows we would not do that.
At this time, do we ask if anyone wants to continue the hearing or hold the record open?
I just have a question. Just to clarify, like when we were talking about ADUs, we weren't allowing rentals on those. They were just for personal use even, and we denied that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I just want to clarify what we can even allow. Even if we wanted to or didn't want to, it doesn't matter. What are we able to allow?
Yeah. So in any land use application, we're looking at two things. We're looking at the structure itself. Is it meeting setbacks? Is it meeting height? Is it a single family home or a duplex? And then we're also looking at the use of the structure. Are we using it as a industrial manufacturing facility or a single family home? And as far as the structure itself, we've determined that the structure they're proposing to operate the Airbnb out of meets our definition of a single-family home and doesn't implicate the ADU or duplex standard. So we're not talking about it as a structural alteration or a new structure. We're looking only at the use of the property as a short-term rental through the conditional use permit process because we see it as a commercial use of the property. So if we receive complaints about any commercial use of a property for an Airbnb, so this is not like a regular rental where you're actually having a lease and it's under the landlord-tenant laws of Oregon. This is a separate thing. It's a conditional use permit for home occupation to operate a short-term rental. So it's very specific. We don't have specific standards for that in our code, but it would defer to the home occupation permit standards, and that's the criteria that we showed. So as far as the actual construction of the structure, there is a stipulation that you need to get any applicable building permits. And as far as we believe it to be so, that it's still a single family home and they still do have, if approved by the Planning Commission, the right to operate what would be still considered within what's allowed out of that structure.
So what's a short term rental? I mean, what's the length of considered short term versus?
There's a statute on it, and it's really lengthy because it's basically what differentiates you between being a landlord who has to comply with Oregon's very strict landlord-tenant laws versus just being a residential person using it as a residential use. So they're not a tenant, they're not signing a lease, and they're not there for more than 30 days is typically the difference. Once you hit 30 days, you are a tenant and you have the rights of a tenant, but if it's shorter than that, it's just transient lodging, like a hotel.
And is that really going to work? Because I know a situation where somebody was letting, because we, in the city have so many days you can stay at someone's, with a trailer at their home, and that really didn't work very well for them when we wrote, you have to have them leave, because the sheriff's department said, sorry, they're here. Mm-hmm. They pay. You have to go through the eviction process. So that's the other question.
Yeah.
But eviction.
So
there's no eviction that can occur through Airbnb.
If they refuse to leave, though, and that's what this person did. They were supposed to stay for a week and refused to leave because they were invited to stay there, and they did that, and the sheriff's office said, we can't do anything.
Yeah,
I had a voicemail from somebody saying.
Well, that's where Airbnb step in for you. They take over for you in a situation like that.
Yeah.
You have insurance, about $1 million worth of insurance.
I guess I'm just
not to get too deep into the legal stuff because that again, it's landlord tenant law. It's not a land use issue. But as far as what we are approving is a short term rental, which is not to exceed 30 days, and that would be a violation of the conditional use permit if you're. It would just be a rental. So as far as we're concerned, that would just be a landlord-tenant issue. It would be a legal issue. It would not be a land use issue. Renting your house out as a long-term typical rental is a separate thing, and this is not what the use is being proposed as.
Hold on one second. I'm going to close the hearing out because nobody asked you, and then you can ask a question.
Okay.
So this time, close the public hearing. Now we can go to additional staff comment.
Just to clarify what I heard you say, we do not have anything in our zoning regarding short-term rentals.
Correct.
So, if we don't have anything in our zoning regarding short-term rentals, how can we approve it?
just like any home occupation, we don't have a specific stipulation that says you can or can't operate any business out of your home. But if you are proposing it as a home occupation, it defers to these standards.
So we contradict ourselves then, because we can't come in and say, I want to build an ADU on my property as a conditional use of my property. I mean, there's contradictions, is what I'm saying, because there's no zoning for it.
This isn't an ADU.
I know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when we use that same criteria of not having it in our zoning, you can't use it for other things, but you can use it for short-term rentals. I just want to clarify that we're willing to contradict ourselves here.
So I don't think we are, because this is a specific commercial use that's being proposed, and it comes down to the criteria. So if you wanted to operate any business out of your home, it would come to the Planning Commission for compliance with the criteria. So I don't think, I don't know. I need to rephrase it a little differently, but I don't think
it's conditional use. You're approving it for conditional commercial use, right? Mm-hmm. So I have another quick question. Why did it leave my head? So let's say we approve it tonight, and next week they have somebody in, and all of a sudden we're inundated with complaints from neighbors. Do we wait the 1 year to review it, or?
So if they're violating one of the specific conditions of approval, if it's approved as presented, we would go through the compliance process, which is what Caitlin's here for. And mm-hmm. she does a really excellent job. She would send them notice saying, hey, we've received a complaint stating that you're violating your condition of approval in this manner. And basically, she would continue to follow up and make sure that that's either resolved or we would proceed to do finding them essentially through the code
enforcement with further action.
So are they also subject to like the noise and ordinance of the county and all that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The public hearing is closed at this time.
Do you get to have a rebuttal?
No, because I closed when I asked. I closed.
Oh, really?
But the neighbors' letters don't mean anything then.
Why I put them into? No, I will show you.
We're talking about a lot of benefits here, but I fail to see any benefits for the neighbors, and I would hope that you would consider that.
Well, first of all, if you're going from a single family to a multifamily, if it was their family in there, that's one thing. But
yes.
If it's not their family, then it's not a single family residence any longer.
It's commercial.
So,
and I'd like to see where commercial is in rural residential
single-family
dwellings.
Yes.
That's what makes it conditional use.
Does anybody, Trip, Brian, John, do you guys have any questions?
Everybody has benefits.
I don't have any questions at this time. I appreciated Julie's testimony about making sure that she researched potential renters with 5-star reviews, so she's being careful about who she's renting to.
No questions.
I have a comment. I mean, if this is something we may see again, I think we need to talk about what kind of zoning we want for short-term rentals. I mean, because if it does impact neighborhoods,
there are a lot of Airbnbs in Maury County.
There's a lot of things
you just don't know about them because they haven't come to you and gone through this process.
And so, if we're going to have to make decisions
about
it, we're doing it right.
Make it right.
We're doing it right.
You don't want to get kicked out.
So, do we have any additional staff have any additional questions? So at this time, without any additional questions, and we close the meeting that we asked you forward, I call for a motion to either approve or deny the action at hand.
Well, I'll make the motion to approve it with the conditions that are listed on this planning report by the staff.
John made a motion. Does anybody second? Okay, without a second, I literally just don't know what to.
I think the motion dies and then someone else would have to present a new motion.
New motion, okay. So that motion does not pass. Dies. Do we have any additional motions?
I'm just totally uncomfortable with the whole voting either way, so I will not vote. I'm just not comfortable. I feel like there's a lot of things unanswered, and I understand it's a conditional use. Giving it a conditional use allows it to be used as a commercial.
So
I just can't.
So we can hold the record open if you feel like this.
Yeah, we can go back and we can hold the record open, and then we can get additional information.
I'm just uncomfortable with so many neighbors not wanting it there.
Could we get information maybe at the state level on short-term rentals and what the zoning requirements are, just so we have an idea if they're meeting just statewide law? Can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Like for the next
meeting? Or when they have a chance. So at this time, I'm sorry, Daisy, I don't know the exact days on the hold, keeping the record.
We'll have to restart the public notification if we don't continue it to a date certain. So if you
want to... So we just continue it to...
The next planning commission meeting?
Yeah. Okay. I just couldn't remember there was that 7-day, but I didn't know what that had to do with. Too many numbers.
If you want to do it that way, we can do it.
Just further to the next meeting.
Okay.
Because that gives time for...
Then it's just a continuance.
Okay, so. Just a continuance. So we'll continue this to the October... I don't know. This day, October.
29th.
29th.
2024.
The next meeting date on that. And we will have get additional information on
that. Yeah, and are there any other specific questions that you'd like to have answered at that time, or resources or information we should be prepared to provide?
I just want clarification. If we don't have zoning for it, wouldn't it defer to the state?
No, I mean, just like any business, if you wanted to operate like a pressure washing business or a car detailing business out of your home, it is a commercial use, but it's approved through a home occupation permit, just like any other business.
Okay, this is a specific type of business that I don't even know how many. I'd like more information on the state requirements as well as...
But can you possibly send us the ORS or mm-hmm. to end so we can all look at them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to ask my question. I think that's what I need to know.
Can I recommend the Airbnb policies as well for a renter that stays over their days? They have policies for that.
For me, I just want to know the ORS and how we can delve from that in our county zoning, for me personally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we will continue this until the next meeting, which will be held the last Tuesday of October at the courthouse, auxiliary building in Hefner. Oh, I apologize, Michaela, I forgot, and we need to please enter these letters into the record for testimony. Okay. Thank you, everyone. We will do some further research.
Were you adding it?
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
I did have to call Airbnb, by the way, and they told me to get an attorney, that they wouldn't handle anything. So it didn't help for me to call Airbnb about, she posted pictures of my deck as part of that Airbnb. I do have copies if anybody would like to stand.
Would you mind entering your testimony into the record by via email, or if you want to drop off?
Oh, yeah, anyway, she posted my deck. And then I called Airbnb, and they told me they can't do anything about it, that I need an attorney.
Our debt.
She did.
Airbnb.
So she did take it off when I asked her, though. She was very mad, very angry with me, and told me I was pathetic. And so I've never been mean to Julie. I've given them things. I've been kind. And I don't think I'm being treated very nice. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you for your time, all of you.
And sorry if we got hugged. It's just very
emotional. I get it.
You're opening up
a neighbor's. Sometimes it doesn't.